all phenomena are divided into these two. Things are either conventional truths or ultimate truths. Everything except emptiness is a conventional truth. Yeah? All the things that are not emptiness are conventional truths. For example, houses, cars, tables, people, planets, mobile phones, they're all conventional truths. What is a conventional truth? I'll let Geshe-la do the talking. All conventional truths are false objects. Well, why do we call them truths then? We call them truths because they are true for people who have no understanding about ultimate truth, emptiness. In other words, most people, maybe ourselves, if we don't understand much yet about emptiness. Houses, cars, and so on. Is that a house? Yes, it's there. Is it a truly existent house? Yes. And does it really? Is it really there? Yes, it's really there. That chair's really there. So that's a truth for a person who doesn't understand that chair is just an appearance of mind. So conventional truth, it's just a term right now. Please don't grasp at conventional truths as being true, okay? As Geshe-la tells us, they're false objects because the way they appear and the way they exist do not correspond. Okay, so this is why they're called false, because the way they appear, the way they exist do not correspond. Then he gives an example. He says, if someone appears to be friendly and kind, but his real intention is to gain our confidence in order to rob us, then we would say that he is a false or a deceptive person, because there is a discrepancy between the way he appears and his real nature. Okay, so again, we must go with analogies. Analogies are so helpful trying to understand this. Let's say someone turns up at your door dressed as a policeman, part of the Mounties, you know, the Royal Mounted, whatever they call the constabularies. They turn up at your door, they've got all the uniform on. And you immediately believe, don't you? Oh, it's a policeman. But their intention is actually to get into your house and steal all your possessions. So when they've done that, when they've run off with all your wealth, later on we understand, oh, it wasn't really a policeman after all, was it? They were deceiving me. So think about this analogy again and again with respect to all the objects around us. Yeah? They appear to us to exist from their own side, but they don't. They're just kidding us. They're just cheating. Objects such as forms and sounds are false or deceptive because they appear to exist inherently, but in reality, they're completely devoid of inherent existence. Because the way they appear does not coincide with the way they actually exist, conventional truths are known as deceptive phenomena. So the reason I'm saying all this is because we need to use this way of thinking, this language, so we can speak about things. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. These are the two truths. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. Very important to understand the distinction between them. And then later to understand how they're the same nature. But first of all, we need to understand separately. We need to understand the various levels of conventional truth. So here's an example of the cup. You know, maybe you know this example very well, but there's some very important points explained in here. A cup, for example, appears to exist independently of its parts, its causes, and the mind that apprehends it. Okay, so a cup appears to exist independently of its parts, its causes, the potter and so forth making the cup, and the mind that's apprehending it. It just seems to be there. But in reality, it totally depends upon these things, as we've just seen with the clouds and the rainbows. Without those causes and conditions coming together, the rainbows and clouds can't appear. And the same is true for the cup. The cup can't appear without all these various causes and conditions. An important condition is the mind perceiving it. The cup that is appearing to our mind cannot exist without the mind that's perceiving it. Impossible. It doesn't exist unless the mind's perceiving it. We think, yes, it does. If I look away, it's still there. It's still there. It's because we don't understand about the nature of our mind that we have these objections coming. So because the way the cup appears to our mind and the way it exists do not correspond, the cup is a false object. So the cup exists, but it's a false object. Although conventional truths are false objects, nevertheless, they actually exist. So we find this so difficult, don't we? It's a false object, but it actually exists. What does that mean? Well, go back to the example of the policeman turning up at your door. He's a deceptive person. He's a person, okay? But he's deceptive. He exists, but he's deceptive. Do you understand that? There's a distinction, isn't there, between the way he appears or she appears and the way he or she exists. In reality, it's a thief. It's not a policeman. So there's a discrepancy between the way they appear and the way they are, the way they exist. It's the same with the cup. It's appearing in one way, as if it exists from its own side inherently, but exists in another way, as a mere appearance to mind. That's how it really exists. Okay, so there's a discrepancy. So how can we say it actually exists then? How can we say? Just in the same way as a policeman. We say it actually exists because a mind directly perceiving a conventional truth is a valid mind, a completely reliable mind. Okay? So it's a completely reliable mind, but there's a little problem with it, a tiny problem which I'll explain in a minute. It's a valid mind, it's a reliable mind. If you reach out and pick up the cup, it will work. You can pick it up and you can drink from it. But there's something missing. Geshe-la says, an eye consciousness directly perceiving a cup on the table is valid because it will not deceive us. If we reach out and pick up the cup, we will find it where our eye consciousness sees it. Okay, so in that, from that point of view, it's valid. It's correct to say, cup. It works. In this respect, an eye consciousness perceiving a cup on the table is different from an eye consciousness mistaking a cup reflected in a mirror for an actual cup. Okay, do we get that one? So if I had a mirror here, and I've got a cup, and I've got a reflection of the cup, and I look at the reflection of the cup, and I think there's a real cup, I'm wrong, aren't I? That's a mistake. But if I look at the actual cup and think there's a cup, I'm correct. So we can distinguish between these two things. Even though a cup is a false object, for practical purposes, the eye consciousness that directly perceives it is a valid and reliable mind. Okay? So I'll see the actual cup, pick it up, it works. If I look at the one reflected in the mirror, that doesn't work. That's not a valid mind.